Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And off we go on a Texans Monday. Not only a Texans Monday, but a Dallas Cowboys Texans Monday. It just means more. It just means more this week as we head into Monday Night Football. And there's a lot of stuff that has to, you know what? The Texans have got a lot to do tonight. A lot to do tonight. Everywhere I see, everywhere, every story. I mean, I'm reading The Athletic this morning and I go, yeah, it's the Cowboys who are pitiful, no Dak Prescott, but the underwhelming Texans. Underwhelming, underperforming, under everything with the Houston Texans this year.
Well, so this morning this popped in my mind. So you gave up three touchdowns to Caleb Williams, three touchdowns to Drake May. You lost to the Jets, okay?
No.
Pretty handily in the second half, where you couldn't even block them at all the whole game. And there was one more.
Well, you haven't scored a touchdown in a month.
You haven't scored in the second half. You haven't done that. And
over a month now.
There's another loss that was not great. But there's like four things to be really concerned about.
Well, in the offensive line, I mean, there's a lot of things to be concerned about.
They are underwhelming.
Yeah, they're underwhelming. They're not.
A loss here,
that's the worst. In the offseason, when you're the darling of the media,
it just happens.
It never, ever, ever
and
works
rarely
out.
Do you, it's hard in the NFL to go from surprise team. I always bring up the Saints because they were the surprise team the Katrina year or whatever year Drew Brees first got there. It was Katrina year, I think, when Drew first got there, right?
Well, no, he was there a couple of years before they won it all.
Katrina was...
Didn't they? Wasn't
they? No, I don't think so, because Katrina was... Well, did they win it all in 05? They didn't win it all in 05, right? Because the Katrina year was the great comeback year for the Saints. So he was drafted in 01 by the Chargers. So maybe... I mean, by the Chargers. So maybe I'm wrong there.
It was 06 when he got to New Orleans.
And 06. They won in 07, right?
08?
Yeah, he had been there a couple of years.
I'll have to look it up.
He had been there a couple of years before they won.
No, this is my point. The first year he got there, they had this renaissance, and everyone's like, Saints, holy crap. And then the next year was a disappointing year, and then they won a championship the third year.
That 2009 they won.
Yeah. That second year, and that's my point, he got there, they were really good, they surprised everybody, and then everyone thought they'd make that next leap, and they didn't. Okay. You know why? Because their team wasn't ready to. They weren't built to yet, and they weren't ready to. The Texans right now are the same thing. We were the hot little fun team last year, but, you know, looking at it, they're just not quite built, and they're not quite ready to make that move.
Well, at least it's better than 13 when they were Super Bowl. They were up there in the top four in Super Bowl favorites, and they won two games.
You mean the year they lost 14 in a row? Yeah, yes, right. It is better than that.
It's
they're
going to
win the
that.
Division.
But it's still,
I think they're going to win the division.
It's still disappointing Texans right now.
Wait, you've beaten the Colts twice.
Are you not? Yeah. And guess what? They're playing better now. And Anthony Richardson looked like what Anthony Richardson's supposed to look like.
Yeah, they were.
It's a good thing you're done with the Colts. It actually is a good thing.
Yeah, it really is, because they... I mean, they've had some games where they just kind of screwed up. They should be better than 5-6, but it is. But I think look, I think you're going to beat the Cowboys. Cowboys have a lot of injuries. I think you're going to beat the Cowboys. They're in complete disarray. If you just go out there and play average Texans football, you know, you win that thing by four to ten.
Well, here's the deal: is the defense is going to win it for you because it is. Listen, I don't think we give near enough credit to how good this defense is. Third in the league. They are. It is a swarming. It is the most chaotic. They're number one defense as far as creating havoc in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They are. This defense is not getting near from us. I don't believe we talk about them enough. I don't think we talk near them enough about.
D'Amico wants a swarm. You know, he got the thing swarmed trying to click, and that's fine because that's the mentality he wants. He wants everyone rushing to the ball at all times, hitting as hard as you can. They do that. They're a physical team. They play fast. They do all that stuff. Dale, I want you to just mark this at 7:05 or whatever time it is, and you can play this to start the show tomorrow, that I'm either right or you can give it to Freezing Cold Takes. The Texans will have no problem with the Cowboys. The offense is going to look very good tonight. They're going to score plenty. They'll score on multiple drives. I think they'll also convert field goals into touchdowns finally, and this will be a no-brainer W for the Texans, and we'll be talking about Nico Collins makes that big a difference. That's going to be the talk tomorrow morning, is Nico Collins made that big of a difference for the offense.
No, but
I don't think it'll be any issue.
Your take is they're going to score touchdowns on multiple drives?
Against one of the worst defenses in
the
league?
Yes, it is.
You think that?
We're not going to win with defense. We're going to win with offense.
All right. But against one of the worst defenses in the league, that the team doesn't have a quarterback.
I said it.
You feel like the Texans are going to look
good. That's right. Many people are worried. John, you're getting worried. I can already sense your worry today, and I'm trying to set your mind at ease.
Why am I pulling this?
We will step in tomorrow, and we will say, wow.
Oh, look at how prophetic Lance
how profound and prophetic he was.
Now that I'm about to get credit, you want to, like, turn and say, the Texans are definitely going to win.
Hold on.
It's an easy.
I wish I would have done this on Friday. Jalen Milroe is going to look great against Mercer.
Yeah,
pull it for Monday, just in case.
You didn't do it.
I know. I wish I would have done it.
You should have done it.
They are going to score a touchdown in the second half. Is that a bold prediction? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. They're going to score a touchdown in the second half. And this is going to be an easy win for the Texans.
You heard it here first. The 33rd team. Havoc play leaders post Thursday Night Football. This was before the weekend. Those two teams aren't in it. So Houston Texans, 127 Havoc plays defensively. Cleveland Browns, 122. Minnesota Vikings. Cleveland is with that front that they've got. That makes sense. Minnesota, the way that they play defensively, 120.
Sure.
New Orleans, Buffalo, the Ravens. This team.
The Ravens defense sucks. So maybe Havoc doesn't matter.
Because
the Ravens defense stinks.
Well, they have had their problems. But they do. When they dominate, they create a lot of Havoc.
You know, some of it is based on the offense you run, too. If you're a one-gapping team, you're going to create more Havoc.
The Chiefs aren't even.
That's why I'd like 15. To look into this one a little bit. Now, see, this is an example. This is what I'm talking about. You were just, I don't know, a little nervous. And here's Troy. Night game, prime time against a team in disarray. You mean like the Jets game? No, stop worrying about all
that. Well, they had Aaron Rodgers.
Nico's back.
Yep.
Nico's back. The safety blanket is back. Everything's fine.
So you feel like Nico turns this team into a Super Bowl contender?
I think Nico's going to make all the offensive problems go away today. All of the concerns, like, we can't score in the second half. What's happened to CJ? This is terrible. Bobby Slowick not only needs to be fired, he needs to be killed.
Whoa.
Like, hey, whoa, easy. Whoa,
why is Snacks easy. Killing Bobby Slowick?
No.
That's your Snacks voice wants, right there.
Snacks wants everyone gone.
No. he must have been happy about his Colts yesterday.
He was. Dad. This is what Anthony Richardson's supposed to look like. Right. I said, okay, settle down. Son. And by the way, the Colts are very glad they benched him. They benched him for this reason, accountability. Like, he wasn't being a pro. He was
the
being,
coin
he was being,
has spoken.
He was being an issue.
No, they flipped a coin, and they decided he was going to play this week.
They told me when they when they benched him, why, what it was for.
Spoken.
And you know what? It's funny. We act like the only way you help quarterbacks is letting them play. You're going to hurt them. You're going to hurt their feelings.
Well, that
if you benched them, you're going to hurt their feelings. Sometimes the best way to help a young quarterback is hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't hold anyone accountable in society anymore. You're so worried about hurting people's feelings constantly. We can't hold anyone accountable. A quarterback, guess what? If a quarterback's not doing his job as a rookie, then sit him down.
Yeah.
You know who holds people accountable? Ime Udoka?
Yeah.
You get sat down. You get sat down. It's not a big deal. I still love you.
And now look at what happened.
I still love you.
And now look at him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, and look at Anthony Richardson. He came back and played well. For the Texans, I don't know that there was any accountability for, you know, some of the offensive linemen. They were going to hold Kenyon Green accountable at one point, and then there was a concussion in the game. But no, just to stay on the cow. I honestly, like, no jokes here. I just think the Cowboys suck. I think the Texans offense is going to really, and it's been a while since he's played, so maybe there will be some rust and timing issues, but I just think you're going to see everything get so much easier with Nico Collins in. Slowick's job is going to be easier. CJ's job is going to be easier. The offense is going to get clicking, and I think Texans fans are going to be like, huh, okay. I'm not as worried. It is a stinky Cowboy team.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But that's the
perception
you know
will
what?
Change after tonight.
Yeah, well, guess
can you
what?
Say that, Del? Thank you.
The perception will change after this game. No, it won't. They beat the Cowboys.
Perception will change?
Yeah. That, just like You'll Alabama's see. Perception changed.
Yeah.
After beating Mercer.
I saw them
Let's
beat up on Mercer and talk to myself.
Now I feel
looks.
Good about it.
I feel great about Alabama now.
So
this is not
okay,
Mercer
so
you're
is this
playing?
Worrisome at all?
Mercer's
I don't
a good
like this
team.
In not one little bit. Not one little bit. Did not participate, okay, on Saturday. Will Anderson, probably not going to play.
Not going to play.
Folorosu, Fatukasi, not going to play. Blake Fisher, concussion, probably not going to play. Kamari Lassiter was a limited participant. He didn't play practice all week, but he was a limited participant on Saturday, which Saturday is a Friday walkthrough, so it's I don't know that is
basically
is a big deal.
It gives him a game time.
But all week long, C.J. Stroud was on this list with a right hand. We didn't talk about that all week. That CJ, there's a possibility that CJ may be hindered in some way, shape, or form with this right hand injury.
Well,
a right hand for a quarterback is, I want to say this, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, if you're right handed.
If you're right handed, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Kenny the Snake Stabler would have no problem with a right hand injury.
If we want to keep it now, Tua.
Okay, Tua, whatever.
We don't have to go all the way back to the Snake.
Well,
Michael Penix would have been fine.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, yeah. Who played yesterday.
No,
who played
been.
Yesterday.
Is that
Kirk
the
Cousins
only left-handers?
Penix and Tua, I think, are the only ones right now.
Yeah. That's it?
It's playing, in the NFL, I think so.
Wow. That is. Is there some kind of a racial thing going on with left-handers?
Well, it's an arm thing. I don't know if it's a racial thing.
It might be. You don't know.
Well, Tua's not black also. I don't know.
But
is there a race?
He's lefty.
Lefty man of color.
Oh, you're saying left-handers are a race.
It's a racial
thing. They're not really a race. I don't think that's how that goes.
Well, something. Good news, though, is Jeff Okuda practiced fully on Saturday.
Okay, so we do have Okuda.
Yeah.
Is it good news?
It is good news. Jeff Okuda, full practice.
Well, if Kamari Lassiter is a game-time decision and doesn't make it out of protocol, then you're going to need Okuda.
And the thought is that he's not going to. He's not.
Yeah, I said it, Lance.
Stingley is not going to shadow CD.
He doesn't do it. They don't do it unless a guy torches you and then they do it.
He did.
He rarely
said on
does
Sunday
it.
Night Football.
He rarely does it.
He could shadow. He would shadow.
He did it last year against Amari Cooper, but he rarely does it.
He did it because Amari Cooper torched them in the regular season.
Yeah.
Had 280 yards.
I know. Well, I mean, CeeDee Lamb's all they've got.
Yeah,
but, you know, the Texans got to get burned first before they'll do it.
Yeah, he just doesn't like it because it makes him too transparent in terms of man zone and stuff like that. But, I mean, to me, who cares? Dallas, you think these quarterbacks – Cooper Rush is smart. Very smart. He can't throw. He has no arm talent. Trey Lance doesn't know what
you're
he's even
looking
at.
You're in trouble if it's Trey Lance tonight. You're
Why?
In trouble. Because he's
you
been
scared
he's
again?
Chomping at the bit to play. He
Good.
Hasn't played.
I'm chomping at the bit for him to play, too, because he did play last
he
week, and he sucked.
He hasn't
I watched
played.
Him. He was bad.
He
got in, and he was terrible, John. Okay. I promise you. Go back and look at him. Both of those guys were awful last week.
Well, I'm just saying. Just watch. With a guy that's chomping at the bit to play as much as he has, guy who hasn't played in 5 years, you know what? All of a sudden he gets in there. Watch it.
Is there a reason he hasn't played in 5 years?
Okay, Dallas is Dallas is 23rd. What do you think Houston is in the league in terms of rushing yards, rushes per carry, yards per rush? What out of the 32 teams, what do you think the Houston Texans are?
The Texans are yards per rush?
We're going to see perception versus reality here.
Probably in the middle.
What do you think?
In the middle?
Even with Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Going for 100 yards?
Yeah.
How many times?
How many times? Yeah. Five times?
19th.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
Cowboys are 23rd, allowing 4.7 yards. Cowboys, or the Texans, rush for 4.2 yards. Now, rushing yards a game, the Texans are 14th. The Cowboys are 31st. So if CJ if the hand is an issue, then the Cowboys are going to get a heavy dose of running game, and it typically doesn't go well for them.
All right, we got a break. I want to tell you to Damaris Barbecue is the place to get your turkey on, okay? Turkey, get your turkey on this holiday season. Make sure that you get it to Damaris. But I would do it in a hurry, people, because they always run out of the turkey. So get there. But if you do it now, they can order more. But if you're going to be last-minute Joe Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and say, I need a turkey, and get the Cajun turkey from – the fried Cajun turkey is so good at Damaris. I'm telling you, it's the best turkey I've ever had. So if you do that, you ain't going to get yours. So do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Get your turkey at Damaris.com. And get your powder coating at Houston Powder Coaters. Look, if you're looking for the best way to powder coat that whatever it is, Robin's coming in today, I think, and we're going to cut some spots. She's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Love Robin. Been doing this for years with Houston Powder Coaters. We love Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters, and you got to talk about this because free pickup and free delivery is kind of a big deal. If you are somebody that is looking for the best way to make that whatever metal it is that you have, if you have metal and it is rusting, it is broken, they fix patio furniture. They fix your patio furniture. You're looking for the best way to get that patio furniture looking new. And oh, by the way, the metal is better if it's older. So the older the patio furniture, the better the metal that they use. I'm telling you, Houston Powder Coaters is the way to go. Save whatever it is instead of buying new. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, let's talk about what went on yesterday in the NFL.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a question. Can you make the Hall of Fame without turning on your mic for the first 30 seconds?
Yes, apparently you can.
Okay, so what now I said repeat was, the question.
No.
So what I said was...
People could hear you if he was back here.
Fundamentally...
here's what I said.
Fundamentally, can you win MVP?
What my question was, can a player win MVP if he can't win his own division? And he gets beat by Russell Wilson. I don't think you can.
Russell Wilson is unbeaten.
Russell Wilson's not. It's kind of like everyone looked at Russell Wilson's. They looked at the stats for Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson may be MVP. Okay?
Stop.
Unbeaten.
So can you win MVP? Can Lamar Jackson win MVP with. Right now he has 4 losses. He's 7-4. He can't win it. Right now it's going to be hard to win the division. Like, you can't win. I'm not giving an MVP, and I've been on board with he's the MVP, but I also assumed he would beat the Steelers. If you can't win your division, how valuable are you? You can be most outstanding offensive player, for sure. Like, Lamar Jackson could easily win the most outstanding. You can't win MVP if you don't win your division.
Well, I don't even think... Listen, Goff is the MVP, and I don't even think it's close.
Okay, so you would have never said that after 5 touchdowns, but he comes back with 404 touchdowns this week.
5
against
interceptions.
Against a terrible team.
Yeah, right.
The 5 interceptions, a couple of them weren't his. 3
no,
of them for
I,
sure
I thought
weren't.
One was a fumble, too, but whatever.
Yeah. So
and one was a Hail Mary.
Okay, so that's what I was going to bring up. Josh Allen had a solid game. I mean, they beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
If it's all about winning... He's got 9 wins now? He's 9-2 or 8-2? I think he's 9-2.
They're 9-2.
So they're 9-2. And he's got good stats, and he is the major factor in them winning. Then you got Jared Goff, who has the best record now, and he's got good stats too. And he's got some really – he really has just had one hiccup. He had a five-interception game that he that they ended up
they
winning.
They won.
Who is your – just going into this, you know, Joe Burrow's having this great statistical year. They had another loss yesterday.
He had a great
– So it doesn't – I mean, he's wiped
356
off.
356 yards, three touchdowns, and then they lose.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
It's between Goff and Allen.
And Lamar's still in it.
And Lamar's still in it.
Lamar's still in it. But he needs to win his division. You can't – you just can't win MVP if you can't win your division. I mean, it goes against the – like, how are you valuable – when you don't win, and he didn't play well yesterday.
No.
So how are you the most valuable? I just think this is one of these races that has gotten really interesting because it's how you look at like what your perception of all these players are. But Josh Allen didn't have a would have helped if he had a monster game yesterday. Didn't have a monster game, but he had a good game and they stayed on top of Kansas City. Jared Goff has one bad game. How much do you penalize him for that? I would have told you after last week he has no chance of winning the MVP. Now I think he might be the front runner because they, you know, he got back the stats, but more importantly, not only do they feel like the best team in football, their record says they are now. They're tied with the Chiefs, but whatever. They're much better than the Chiefs. The MVP race is going to be an interesting race. There's a lot to get to in football. My gosh, San Francisco 49ers. What a disaster they are.
They are.
They can't win at home. Offensively, they weren't a good team yesterday. Purdy's pumpkins running out on them.
They're 5-5 now. They're 10 in that division, though. They can still win it. But they are literally the most disappointing team in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Right? They have to be.
Well, Jets are to me.
Well, the Jets are a disaster, though. Yeah. But
Jets are the most disappointing.
But yeah, I guess the Jets would be most interesting. I guess.
But in the NFC, it'd probably be San Francisco.
It's San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're 5-5, tied for last in the division with three teams, and Arizona is leading that division. The Falcons are a disappointment after what they did this offseason, bringing in Kirk Cousins is a disappointment for that football team.
You think?
I do.
Well, Cousins has been good for them. How's he a disappointment? He had a bad game yesterday, but he's played well for them. They're going to win that division. They've been good.
Are they going to win that division? They got a one game lead.
I think they'll win the division.
I'm not so sure about that.
Maybe we need to talk a little bit about Bo Nix and everyone killing Bo Nix. Bo Nix with three more touchdowns.
Yeah, game and a half lead.
Bo Nix now with 13 touchdowns and like five interceptions. I think six interceptions. Bo Nix and I think Coach of the Year. I know the record won't be there, but Sean Payton has done a phenomenal job this year. I know they're 6-5, but he has really done a phenomenal job. You know, when you look at Rookie of the Year voting, it's going to be Jaden Daniels 1, and it should be Bo Nix 2.
Cousins is 17-9. He's not even 2-1. I mean,
17-9 is fine.
That's okay. No, it's not good.
Yeah, but he's not a problem. He hasn't been a disappointment. They've been happy with him. I can tell you this: they've been very happy with him there.
Not yesterday.
He didn't have a good game yesterday. But go look at quarterback stats this year. You're going to be shocked at how bad they are.
No, I'm not.
They're bad.
14 teams in the league don't average 200 yards.
Yeah, no. 17-9 is actually really good numbers. Go look at quarterback stats are not good.
It is incredible how poor the quarterback play is this year. It is incredible that 17-9 is okay now. That's not okay. Not even 2-1. Right. That's not good. That's not good quarterback play. The quarterback play right now in the NFL is pitiful. The actual play in the NFL is pitiful. Pittsburgh wins. They didn't score a touchdown.
It's six field goals.
That's unbelievable.
Six field goals. But that's also six scores on six possessions, and Russell Wilson did his job. A lot of people owe Russell Wilson. There's nothing spectacular about him, but they owe him an apology.
Maybe
owe him an apology? No, I said mine. I'm like, you know, I thought they should have stuck with Justin Fields just because, you know, Russell is who he is. He still is who he is. But I also didn't make a big fuss when they made the change. When the quarterback, Justin Fields, is like, yeah, I had to play better. There's no, you know, just the quarterback himself understood the change because he said he wasn't playing well. And nobody fights harder in America for Justin Fields than the U.S. media. I mean, the NFL media, nobody whether it's new media or whatever, Justin Fields is the golden boy. People try to make him something he's not as hard as they can. And you know what Russell Wilson has just done? Russell Wilson just said, I'll steer the ship. That's fine. I'll just be a pro. I'll do what you guys need to do, and I'll get wins. And it's been a really good, you know, it's been a solid year for Russell. I don't think he can go out and win a big game for you. He needs help with the run game, the defense, the pass rush. He can't elevate his team by himself like he used to. But maybe, you know, maybe a little apology from some people is in order because, you know, he did what he's supposed to do. They went out there and they won that game. But how about Justin Herbert was saved yesterday? Joe Burrow and the Bengals come back when it looks like they're dead to rights. And they have two opportunities to take the lead. Field goal kicker misses both. It was a bad day for kickers.
Yeah, it was.
Field goal kicker misses
Justin
both.
Tucker.
And then they go. Justin Tucker's career is ending in front of our eyes, and it is the strangest thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
You know who's the leader in the NFL history in field goal percentage?
It's Justin Tucker.
No.
Oh, no, he missed. Not after yesterday. Not now. He's falling off. Who is it?
Eddie Pinheiro.
Really? That's sad. I don't want to live in a world where Justin Tucker's not number one.
I know, right?
For his whole career, he's been that good.
Yeah.
And then now this, speaking of good and not good, no one has missed a field goal against the Texans. I was looking up a stat, and it said the Texans have 100% success rate allowed in field goals. That seems impossible. There's no missed field goals for the Texans. Do you remember any?
No, I guess not.
I don't remember any.
Not if it says that no one's missed. No one has missed all year.
100%, and the Texans are 31st, meaning there's other teams that have not. There's at least one other team or two other teams who have not seen a missed field goal against them. So if you kick a field goal against the Texans, it's going in.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got a break because we got to be on time for Game Day Men's Health. What did you learn this weekend? One sentence. Game Day Men's Health sponsoring. What did you learn this weekend? One sentence. And there was a lot of stuff that we learned this weekend. A lot of stuff that we learned this weekend. And we haven't even started to get to. We've been talking NFL and Texans. And if you want to get in this next segment, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Right now, Allstate Windows and Siding.
Allstate Windows and Siding gives you an opportunity. If you wake up today with humidity in your home, you're like, good Lord, what's going on here? You probably have a leaky window. Leaky windows, your number one culprit when it comes to dealing with humidity in your home, dealing with excess dust. That's coming in because you've got something that's not properly sealed, and it is making, you know, your life a little bit more miserable or cumbersome in your own home. Allstate Windows and Siding, this is a local company. They make their windows are made in Texas. They're not made in China. They are made in Texas. Quality materials. They don't cut corners. And more importantly, they're made for our Texas weather, which goes to the extremes in all directions. And that's why they are so good, is they have a great product, but also the process they use to take the windows out with no glass breakage and then to reseal them with brand new windows to give you the sealage that you absolutely need. That's huge. It adds to your energy efficiency, but they look great. New windows look great. It's a facelift for your home, and it adds more safety. It makes it quieter outside. It's just across the board a big win for you. Tell them you listen to ESPN 97.5, and they're going to give you a big discount on your windows when you get the big window jobs done. Ask them what their offers are. Ask them what their specials are before you do anything. Not just your windows, but also your complete siding jobs as well. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How good are these Rockets? I know it was the Bulls, but man, oh man, oh man.
I actually had to turn the game off or turn away.
It was terrible.
Because the Bulls decided after that first quarter, we don't want to put up any resistance, and credit the Rockets for taking advantage of it. They just put it on them. I mean, they ran any offense they wanted at any time that they wanted, and it worked. What did they get to, 143? Yeah. Was that the final score?
Yeah.
Bulls just stopped. It was a competitive first quarter, and the Bulls were like, we're done here. We don't want to do this anymore. We'd rather go home.
I mean, they beat their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, by 15 and then 14 in the second and third.
And that put the game away. This is coming off taking the two games from the Clippers. The Rockets have been dominant over the last week or so.
And Alpi with a triple-double.
Back-to-back?
And 20-point triple-double with I mean, and it just was easy. It was easy.
Yeah, this is why I watched that game and go, sometimes when you're a fan, you go to the game, you deserve to be pissed. Because, you know, the Bulls aren't good, but if you go to the game on a Sunday night, you're hoping to see your team try. And for whatever reason, the Rockets made the Bulls stop trying. And that went from they were efficient. They got any shot they wanted. The backcourt actually shot the ball well, which was nice. And the Bulls quit. And
the Rockets quit.
And the Rockets were like, thanks. We'll put up 143.
I mean,
the Rockets have, but it's this is what I love. They've got that in them where it's not really that fun. Like, say what you want about Van Vliet, who's turned into everyone's favorite whipping boy. I found out over the weekend, by the way, that people would much rather have James Harden than Fred Van Vliet. That is a great litmus test to tell me who you are as a person and what you know, if you're a ball knower or not. I don't care what Fred Van Vliet shoots. I never want James Harden back.
Who said that?
Oh, there's people
no
who,
one.
Oh, John,
said
you
no
do not
one.
Want to know the pocket of people who believe that James Harden is a player development guy. He helps young players develop. It's the craziest thing
no,
I've ever heard.
No one has ever said that. Ever.
Yeah,
said
I
no
got in an argument
ever.
With like four guys.
What I
James would have been much better than Fred Van Vliet. I'm like, this is not a contest between who's a better offensive player. Fred Van Vliet brings leadership qualities. He brings they overpaid. Fred got a golden ticket because he's a leader. That's what they did. They just said, we're going to pay for leadership. Here's $40 million, Fred. Have some, and he's had some good games, too. He's had some good games, and he's had some bad games. But Fred is the same great leader off the court, on the court. He's a stable adult who's not trying to run off teammates and coaches and worry about what's after the where the after party
late
is.
Late for the team playing.
Yeah.
Going to in-between games,
To Cabo. These are all things that happened with James that drove the Rockets crazy. And you know what? They needed a pro. They hadn't had a true pro locker room in there for years. And when they did get one, and Chris Paul, he got run off. So one of the reasons that they make people quit now is they have young players who are being, you know, they're being shown the way to be a pro. And I'll always have love for Fred Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks for that. I know Fred Van Vliet is not, you know, Reed Shepard is the future at point. He'll be a Mark Price type point. And then you'll have Amen Thompson playing the wing in Dylan's place, or Tari, or whatever combination you want. Maybe Amen's just going to be the greatest six man in the league for years and years. But does Amen Thompson give you some? Now, I need you to. You're gonna have to suspend your disbelief a little bit and go back to the Pistons, right?
Uh-huh.
Does he remind you of Pistons Dennis Rodman? Long. Always in everything.
Better offensively.
Makes a ton of plays. He's better offensively, although he's a junk ball offensive player for the most part. Dennis was actually a junk baller at that stage, and then he turned into his shtick was going to be he didn't even make layups. Like, he wouldn't even take a shot.
Yeah.
It was kind of a shtick. But think about this. Block shots, rebound, both of them are about 6'8". Runs the floor like crazy. When he was at the Pistons, Dennis could guard a point guard, a two, a three. Like, and he was a sixth man. That's why.
And he created havoc.
Yep. I think he reminds me of Pistons Dennis Rodman.
Uh-huh.
Not the other one.
No.
Not wedding dress Dennis Rodman. Not going to gamble in between.
Yeah,
or
taking
going
off
to,
for a month in the middle of the season Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one.
What is nice is, okay, so three games ago against the Clippers, the starters got their asses bailed out. Tari Eason, Amen Thompson, and Jock Landale, and Reed Shepard came off the bench, and actually only Dylan Brooks was, and plus minuses and everything. But you could the they started slow. They were down 22-11, I believe, in that first game against the Clippers, and Amen and Tari came in and they changed the game. The last two games, the starters have been really good, which is a good sign because they haven't been the best lineup for the Houston Rockets this season includes Tari and Amen on the floor. So to see these last two games against the Clippers and then the Bulls, how good the starters have been, that's a really good sign because they have not been a cohesive unit. They've gotten off to really crappy starts this year and gotten bailed out by the bench by Tari and Amen.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of games, they haven't needed to. So that's nice. Now, it is the Bulls and the Clippers. They both suck. The Clippers suck. All right? They beat Utah last night, and Utah's the worst team in the league. That's the Clippers are not a good basketball team, and the Bulls are terrible, too. But at the very least, you see them playing better together, the offenses, the first team, which is nice, which is really nice. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's go. Let's play What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. Let's get a long segment, a good long segment. It's brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. There was a lot to learn this weekend. I don't know if we haven't even gotten to the fights. We have not gotten to college football. We have not gotten to your marriage. We haven't gotten
my
to,
marriage?
Well, not yours and ustedes.
Oh.
For everybody out there. So what happened this week?
Something happened with everyone's
something.
Marriages?
Tom had some kind of an engagement with some young lady, mm-hmm. and something went haywire.
There was a UFC.
He's the Jack Ripper of this show.
Yes, there was a John Jones UFC. There was a huge deal that we haven't talked about between TNT and the NBA. A huge deal that kind of snuck onto the radar. Do you even know about it?
I don't know.
A lot of people don't even know about it. It's a huge basketball deal that settled their lawsuit. They dismissed their lawsuit, and it has implications. And that's something we'll probably talk about in the next.
All right. Well, there's all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Yep. So let's go. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day.
Did you get punched in the stomach by a little person? I mean, if you did, I want to hear about it.
Yeah. If a little person came up and reached up and got and punched you in the stomach.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
If something like that happened.
Which is better than getting punched in the junk by a little person, yeah. I think. Yeah. I think. Here's the deal, is you need to talk about how good Maestro DeBell is.
Maestro DeBell's great. Maestro DeBell was on the docket, as a matter of fact, on Friday when I was getting ready for the Paul and Tyson fight, quote unquote. And I said, let me get myself a little pour here of the Cristalino. I had a bottle of Cristalino, open it up fresh, and goes down smooth every single time. Love the Cristalino. Cristalino is a blend from the Añejo Extra, and the Reposado. They take those three tequilas, they charcoal filter them, which gives it clarity, and then it's distilled in such a way with an aging process and a barrel that gives it a very unique flavor. The flavor profile is awesome because there's a smoothness to it. There's some tequila drinkers who say, they think it's a cheat code almost because it's so easy to drink and so smooth. Hey, I don't care. I want something that tastes great, and it does. A little hint of sweetness right there at the very end. If you're a tequila sipper, you will 100% love Maestro DeBell's Cristalino called the Diamante. And they started the category of the Cristalino. Once again, it's called the Diamante. Get yourself a bottle of Diamante and let it shine for you, whether it's on a weekday, a weekend, or just any time. It's Maestro DeBell.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned, something that you learned this weekend. And there's so much with everything that went on this weekend. But I will start. This is shocking. The juice box is going to be the ice box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Minute Maid is out, and they're already putting who's the company?
Dakin?
It's D? Yeah.
Dakin. Yeah.
It's going to be called the Icebox?
Well, it's an air conditioning company.
Went from Enron to Minute Maid to...
And it's going to be next year. Not this company. 25. Yeah, in 25.
Yeah, they're putting up a...
this year.
They're
putting it up already. That's crazy. Minute Maid's gone. The juice box is now... Well, wait a minute. What about the song? Is it still Minute Maid? Houston is all systems go.
To Minute Maid Park.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're going to have to cut that out, Della, the song. You're going to have to edit. You're going to have to do some editing. Maybe you can sing that part. Welcome to Dakin Park. Okay. What did you learn this weekend?
I learned that apparently when you're 58 years old, you tend to diminish physically.
Okay.
I learned that age.
That's it. That's all you need. You got one sentence. Del, did you have a sentence?
No.
You don't have any sentences.
Mm-mm.
You learn that Miami still sucks.
Which Miami?
The Hurricanes.
They didn't play.
I know. And they're, what, 11th or 12th? In the...
Well, they're 9th and the only thing that matters.
Yeah, get these matter. People going.
Spencer, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Spencer?
Well, Lance stole my thunder, so I'll go a different way. I learned that Netflix will never, ever, ever, ever be allowed to carry the Super Bowl or anything else that's important.
No, you're right. No, it was terrible. Netflix sucked. God. And now that worries me about Christmas Day, boy.
Well, did you see how many viewers they had?
Billion?
I don't think we're going to have 65 million at one time.
Right.
Their peak was 65 million streams.
Well, they couldn't handle it. That's what about the guy that was trolling and saying he just started there?
He was so funny.
I just started in the technical department, sports technical department.
And people were, they believed that he's like, guys, this... There's been minimal. Somebody started complaining. He goes, I guess there's an issue in Northern Alabama. But that's really, yeah. I've heard two total, and that's it. People are getting so mad. He changed his bio and everything. Like, hey, guys, just to let you know, I just started at Netflix. And people, I'm in the sports streaming division.
Lost their minds.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny. Rodney, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Bitcoin is worth $90,000, baby. Let's go.
Bitcoin after Trump. Well, it's really because of your boy Elon.
Yeah.
Everything went
skyrocket.
Went from 74,000 to 90,000.
I got some friends that are very happy. Tongue Dark Chris, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Well, I actually learned it this morning, but I learned that if you drop a see you next Tuesday in traffic, your toddler will repeat it 10 times.
Wow! You should have learned that from all those videos of British children.
Well, you don't drop a C-bomb to your toddler.
You've never seen that with a British child saying that when they hear it. You can't say
I
that.
I can't blame them. You don't really think like they're like just blob of. Sure, it's a thinking human
parents.
Being, but it's just a blob sitting there. You don't think it's going to pick
parents.
Up on anything.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Mason
they
told
pick
us one
up
time.
On, oh, everything.
When Mason was three, he told us we were leaving a doctor's office. We said, put your coat on. He goes, I won't wear my effing coat. Like, God, a 3-year old? And I immediately look at Nicole. I'm like, I didn't give him that.
Where'd he get that, Nick?
No idea.
Woods, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, I learned that Ben Simmons is the ideal best friend for every female because he'll never shoot his shot.
Oh, my God. He's so bad. How about he missed like 7 straight in just warm-ups?
Love you like a little brother.
Did
no.
you see that? Yeah.
No.
And warm just shooting around. He couldn't hit a basket.
The Ben Simmons.
Yeah. He's
it
awful.
Is so terrible how Philadelphia ruined that young man. Their fans just, well, I mean, he did himself.
He did.
But
it
he's so
he
mentally himself. Soft that he couldn't.
The worst.
Like, look what has happened to him. Now he just.
I don't know that we
He's been stealing money for a minimum of
I mean,
3 years.
He's what, 90, 100 million, whatever it is.
It's
that
one
he
of the
has.
Great thefts in
and,
the
and,
history
and
of
he's
the game.
Maybe the softest player ever. Ever.
No, he's. I think he is the ever. Softest player ever.
Yeah. Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho? ¿Qué aprendiste este fin de semana?
Yeah, I learned that on teams with winning records, Sam Darnold has the most turnovers by a starting quarterback since Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Most turnovers.
Yeah, that comeback player of the year stuff's kind of slowed down on him. And
well,
on
it ain't Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think Aaron's going to win it.
I highly doubt
you
that.
You know who's going to win it, who shouldn't be, is Joe Burrows. Is a person I call Joe Burrows.
Joe Burrow.
He's going to win it. You shouldn't be a comeback. A comeback player of the year should be somebody you think is like on the verge of being like.
He was injured last year.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's an injury. Coming back from injury. Oh, God. Oh, they wouldn't even give it to a guy who had a heart attack.
You want him to
he
come back from
He didn't even win the heart
suck.
Attack one.
No. You like want him to come back from suck.
Yeah. Come back like become an NFL player like Baker Mayfield or Joe Flacco last year. It could have been Sam Darnold, but we're bull cornering over here, so we can't be him now.
Daniel, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that John Jones is all aboard the Trump train.
Oh, he loves him some Trump, huh?
I didn't
Boy,
see.
Boy, the UFC loves it some Trump.
Oh my God.
Holy crap.
It was.
He walked in, and it was like, wow.
It was him and Kid Rock and Elon. And it's. And. There was somebody else, too. I don't know
well,
who
they
it is.
Well, he saw Joe Rogan, and he almost, I mean, the two of them, well, I thought they'd get a room.
Squirt.
Game Day Men's Health bringing you What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. Richard, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
This weekend, I learned that I am 50 years old, and I'm going to be a dad in 9 months.
Wow. Hey. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still getting it. Still,
hopefully that's
still
what you're
putting out. Good stuff.
What did you call it?
Potent. He's
putting
still potent.
Out that good he's, stuff he's, is what he said.
Richard, potent. You just called it not the, that good his stuff. Good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might want to
tighten it up on wife, a Monday.
Yeah, clean it
Richard.
Up.
Tighten it up.
How old is your wife?
He only gets
you're
one sentence.
You're not allowed
sentence.
To do it. He has to call it. Back.
All right, call back next week.
I don't like those rules, call but back it's a rule.
So should we go to Tom or Tom on a mobile first?
Let's go to Tom on a mobile first.
Tom on a mobile first so Tom can react.
Yeah.
Tom on a mobile, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
You are now being connected to an inmate at Harris County Correctional Facility.
Hey, guys, it's Tom on a mobile. Hey, so I learned that... you should not follow women home that don't know that you're following them home, allegedly.
No,
that's one sentence, Tom, on a mobile.
I don't like that took a dark turn.
Tom.
It used to just be, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
And now it's you got a call from Harris County Correctional Facility?
Wow.
It's jail, by the way. It's not correctional facility.
I'm glad that Tom is after that. Hey, Tom. Yeah. Tom. What'd you learn
Tom,
this weekend?
We don't believe well, that.
In one sentence.
Well, I'm glad you don't believe that. Thank you. I'm not in jail. What I learned this weekend is when you start messaging a woman on a dating app you've never met, she'll decide to confide in you that she's afraid her last lover gave her AIDS and is going to try to kill her.
Oh. Wow.
Maybe you would have been. Wow. Maybe you would rather be in jail right. after that conversation.
Right. Then I hope you shut that down, or
ooh, well,
he gave her AIDS. Well, that's not.
Well, she doesn't
I don't
know.
Is that is there any way if you're if
she's
you're
not
trying
sure.
to hook up?
Yeah, she's not sure.
She's not sure. Okay, but if you're trying to hook up,
well, she just
don't
wanted,
your odds go way down.
She just
you
wanted
say,
to talk to someone, John.
Yeah, I don't think she's looking to hook up. I'm just going to go ahead and
unburden myself.
Yeah, that's okay. what it was. She's it was unburdening? A therapy session okay. via text.
Okay, all right. It just seemed like that's not a good way to hook up to me. That's all. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
¿Cuándo es?
Juanito G. What's?
Legend.
Hey, oh. Oh, you're. He's doing this on purpose.
I think so, too.
I'll check my internet real quick. Hold on. Hold on. All right. James, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I learned that the biggest con man in the world is Jake Paul, baby. That dude will take your money.
Oh, yeah. He took your money. That was.
Step right up and watch the 58-year-old man box the 27-year-old streamer.
Who? And here's all of us.
All of us.
We don't want you. Mike Tyson's going to beat him. I bet you Mike Tyson knocked him out. It took all of 15 seconds to realize, oh, no, Mike Tyson can't move.
He can't move. He just didn't. He decided not to.
Well, he did have a thing
practice,
on his knee.
When you watch him spar.
What, did you see the thing on his knee?
I don't care.
And they ask him. After,
then don't fight.
Oh, you know what he was doing? He was buffering.
Yeah.
No, that's what that he. Was, I think he intentionally buffered.
He buffered the whole fight
because he
that
wanted,
was
no. La Raza's call was buffering.
Oh, he's buffering.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he was. Doing.
I think that's what he was doing because you knew there was an angle there. I was just trying to figure it out. Uh-huh. Mike just couldn't. He had that knee brace, but Mike just couldn't move. Couldn't get inside.
Yes, he could. He just decided not to.
Oh, so you
that
think
was
scripted
yes,
too?
Yes, he didn't even.
So Mike
he didn't
Tyson
even try.
What I was told is
anytime
Mike Tyson
he landed a both of them, they land a punch and they fall backwards.
I was told Mike Tyson could have knocked him out at any time he wanted, but the script wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah, well, maybe that is. And then, you know what?
58 years old, because all those 58-year-olds knock out 27-year-olds all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what I learned this weekend. One more.
Yeah.
Boxing hasn't changed forever because Serrano should have won that fight.
Mm.
I'm telling
and
you.
Katie, that was a phenomenal fight.
She landed 107 more punches.
Great fight.
Great fight. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that previously unbeaten BYU could have used Taysom Hill this weekend because he went crazy.
Yeah, he did.
Touchdowns and hundreds of yards.
Yes, he was awesome.
You notice how Keith, the Ravens fan, real quiet on that Ravens.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. I picked up Taysom Hill on Friday.
You did? Started him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lazy J, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What I learned this weekend is Jayshon Tate for the Rockets is equivalent of Martin Maldonado on the Astros. What the hell is he doing on the team? Cam Whitmore.
That's it. Well, no, Cam Whitmore is out.
Call a good game.
He is in.
Jayshon is good at framing pitches.
Yeah. Thank you. Jayshon does frame pitches better. Sorry, you ain't getting no Cam Whitmore. That is not a like analogy. He's not Yiner, okay? Cam Whitmore is not Yiner. Sorry. That is not a good analogy at all. Nice job, people. Game Day Men's Health, thank you. Thank you for bringing us What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. All right, breaking it here. 713-780-3776.
Oh, if you want to talk more than one that Amanda one Serrano's husband would take over an entire interview and wouldn't stop.
Oh, I know, wouldn't shut up.
Before we wrap it up, it reminds me. I learned that if you are a superstar wide receiver, you can pretend to wipe a baby's ass by pretending it's a football. Like Jamar. Did you see what Jamar
Chase did? Do that, no.
He scored his first touchdown. He picked up the towel off his waist, put the ball down, and wiped it like it was a baby's ass.
That is a good one. But you can't use props. Did he get a penalty?
I don't know what they're going to do.
You get a penalty for that. You can't use props.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was funny.
8:01, time for you to do a little quick assist.
Let's talk about quick assist, the chance for you to sell your tickets at the very best price and to the most people searching for your tickets. Here's how they do it. Quick Assist has an algorithm that can take your tickets as soon as you download the app and then you upload your tickets. Let's say you have 4 tickets to a game. They will take that and they load it up. The computer, the program will load it up on 15-plus ticket sites. So NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, pro football, college football, college basketball. If you have Duke basketball tickets, I don't know. You got Duke versus Clemson basketball tickets, and you say, man, I've got 4 tickets. I want to sell them. They'll do it for you. It's not a regional thing. They do it across the country. And what they do is they list them on 15-plus ticket sites. So now everybody has access to these tickets that you are looking for. Anybody who uses one of those websites will be able to see your tickets as part of the tickets that are offered. There's dynamic pricing where the algorithm automatically changes and alters, sets your ticket up front if you want them to, or you can, and then it will move your tickets up and down if you want it to, so that it will take advantage of what the market is. If it's a hot market, they want you to make the most money for it. If it's a cold market, they want to make sure that your tickets sell. And that's where Quick Assist handles all the heavy lifting. You do nothing but sit and make the most money with 100%, you know, guarantee basically on those tickets going, because they know how to get these tickets sold. It's Quick Assist. Download the app today. Quick Assyst. Quick Assist. Your ticket everywhere.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.